So, good morning. I'm looking forward to meet the European Union defense ministers, and next month, High Representative Federica Mogherini will meet with the foreign ministers of NATO. So this is just yet another example of the very close cooperation between the European Union and NATO. And today we will discuss how we can further strengthen the cooperation between the European Union and NATO. In July, I signed a joint declaration with the President, President Tusk and President Juncker, and we will today discuss how we implement that declaration in many different areas, for instance, like maritime cooperation, like exercises, but also on the issue of development of capabilities in NATO and the European Union. Stronger NATO-EU cooperation will also strengthen the European defense. And I welcome the decision made yesterday by the defense ministers and foreign ministers of the European Union on the implementation or on security and defense of the global strategy. And my message has been, since I became Secretary General of NATO, that Europe has to do more, Europe has to step up, Europe has to invest more in defense. And that is what we see is happening. So I welcome that after many years of cuts in defense spending, Europe is now increasing defense spending as a response to a more dangerous and more challenging security environment. This has been my message since I became Secretary General, and I will continue to convey the strong message of more defense spending in Europe to respond to a more challenging security environment.
Secretary, are you not afraid that, that Donald
Secretary
Trump is
General, in your op-ed, you talked about the relationship between Europe and America being based on shared values. Mr. Trump has talked about a more transactional relationship based on increased spending. Are you worried that Mr. Trump's election is going to change the basis of the alliance, change the dynamic in the alliance?
President-elect Donald Trump stated during the election campaign that he is a big fan of NATO, and I'm certain that he will be a president of the United States which will live up to all the commitments of the United States in the alliance, because a strong NATO is important for Europe, but it's also important for the United States. He also pointed at the importance of increased defense spending, that Europeans are stepping up their efforts to invest more in defense. And I absolutely agree with him. That has been the message from American leaders, U.S. leaders, for many years. And the good thing is that we now see that Europeans are actually investing more in defense. They are investing more in defense in Europe, and therefore also contributing to a fairer burden sharing.
Secretary-General Donald Trump talked to the President
yesterday between President-elect Trump and President Putin. Do you think that the time is right to try and normalize relations with Russia?
First of all, I think it is a very normal thing that President-elect Donald Trump speaks to world leaders, including, of course, the leader of Russia. And the message from NATO has been that we want dialogue with Russia. Russia is our biggest neighbor. Russia is there to stay. And especially when tensions run high, especially when we face many different security challenges, it is important to have dialogue, to have channels for political dialogue open with Russia. That is NATO's message, and there is no contradiction between strong defense and political dialogue. We think it is important to respect the territorial integrity and the sovereignty of all nations, including Ukraine, and therefore we will never respect or accept the violation of the territorial integrity and the sovereignty of Ukraine, and that's the reason why we have responded in the way we have to the Russian aggression against Ukraine.
Mr. Secretary General, Russian Foreign Affairs Minister today spread a statement, and they say that joint Georgian-NATO exercises are a threat for the region. What is your response?
The Georgian?
Georgian-NATO.
What NATO does is defensive, it is proportionate, and it's full in line with our international obligations. And we will continue to work with our close partner, Georgia. I visited Georgia recently, and I welcome very much the development and the strengthened partnership between NATO and Georgia. In general, I believe it is important that we stay calm and cool-headed, and that we sit down and find ways to avoid escalating tensions and continue to talk with Russia to address different issues, not least risk reduction, transparency related to increased military activity close to our borders. And NATO will continue to do so. We are planning to hold a new meeting of the NATO-Russia Council in the near future, and that is one way of keeping the channels for political dialogue open with Russia to convene a new meeting of the NATO-Russia Council.
But are you not afraid that NATO will become not relevant anymore? The EU is focusing on its own military and defense, and like the US, we have Donald Trump now, we had a Brexit, so how will the role of NATO develop, and are you afraid that EU is more concentrating on itself?
In times with uncertainty, as we live in now, with the turmoil, the violence we see in Iraq, Syria, but also a more assertive Russia in the East, NATO is as important as ever. And therefore I welcome that we see a strengthening of the cooperation within NATO. And we see also that European allies are stepping up. After many years of cuts in defense spending, we now see increased defense spending across Europe and Canada. So I am absolutely certain that NATO will continue to be the bedrock of our security. And I also welcome the decision of the defense minister and foreign ministers of the European Union yesterday to strengthen European defense, because that will be important both for Europe, the European Union, and for our transatlantic bond.
Well, thank you very much. That's all we have time for.
Thank you,
colleagues.